Reading for August 13th, entitled, Remove the Rubbish of Criticism. I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. Do not criticize others. The spirit of criticism is eating away the very vitals of the people of God. We cannot afford to pile up rubbish. Heaven sees the work that is going on of piling up the rubbish of words. Suppose we decided not to add anything to this pile of heedless, vain, and foolish words. We have a most sacred, solemn work to do. The piles of rubbish that have been accumulating need to be removed. How? Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Cultivate personal piety. God would have us inquire, Who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct us, and that we may be able to say, We have the mind of Christ. Then all the rubbish of evil words will be removed. May the Lord imbue us with his Spirit, and touch our lips with a burning coal from the altar. Earnestly, vigilantly, watching and waiting and working, we are to be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. The church is the one object of Christ's intense interest in this world, and for which he has unceasing care. This church is engaged in securing the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life to all who receive it. In every soul, God looks for stable principles revealed in word and action. Then they will bring from the treasure house words weighted with the principles of eternal truth. We have no time to praise the devil, no time nor voice to criticize. We are to show that the grace of Christ is abiding in our hearts. Its influence will be revealed, whatever company we are in, by words of deepest importance, involving consequences as enduring as eternity. At this period of the earth's history, we cannot afford to weaken one another's influence. The Christian warfare is close and severe. We have to meet and battle with unseen foes, and we must be in harmony with the heavenly agencies who are seeking to cleanse us from the inclination to criticize our brethren, to pass judgment on them. The Lord desires us to stand under the yoke of Christ. We are to believe and love the truth for Christ's sake. We must rise higher and higher in purity and knowledge. We are Christ's witnesses. Then let us not talk of difficulties or ponder over our trials, but come close to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. By beholding Him, studying and talking of Him, we become transformed into His image. Taken from Letter 119, dated August 13, 1899, to a husband and wife team working in the Southern States.